Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot. It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
and together on the base. The real.
To the real.
Wait, 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 wait. The legendary.
The legendary. Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the motherfucking show. How is everybody doing out there on the phone lines? How is everybody doing in the chat room, honey? We are here and in the building, honey. And we are about to recap this ball at Atlanta this weekend. I hear the ball was very cute. You know, I was not in town. But I hear the ball was definitely a cute function, honey, this weekend. And then we're also going to get into the girls that got knocked at tracks. Because I hear a couple of girls got knocked this weekend and tracks, Miss Thang. And I'm gagging, Miss Thang, that girls are still getting knocked, Miss Thang. The girls got knocked. Well, from the tea that I got, we got a Butch Queen in drags that got knocked this weekend in tracks, Miss Thang, and got her ass whooped. We got a Femme Queen that got knocked this weekend in tracks, Miss Thang. And then we got a Butch Queen that got knocked this weekend in tracks, Miss Thang. The children was getting knocked across the ATL. When I tell you the girls gave the Real Housewives of Atlanta and the tracks this weekend, honey, it was hands-on production. Hotlanta was definitely Hotlanta this weekend because the girls was getting knocked all over the place, honey. But let's not waste no time, you know. I gotta get Rodney up here on this phone line, honey, because, you know, I wasn't in the building. So Rodney can give us a tea on what happened at the ball, and maybe the girls will call in. Because I hear some girls thought it was shade on some categories and things. I know I woke up at 6 o'clock this morning, and on my way out the door at 7:30 this morning, I was getting tea about the function. So, baby, we're going to get it started, honey. Let's get the legendary father Rodney Milan on the phone lines, honey. Yes. Where's Marcus? Where's Tiana? Everybody else that was at the function, please press 1. Let's get this madness started.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the air, everybody. The legendary father himself, Rodney Millard, is live on the airwaves. How you doing, Rodney?
On my way home.
I know that's right, honey. Did you have fun in the ATL?
I really did. I enjoyed myself. I was able to see my family, hang out with some friends, the ball. I actually did the MLK Center with, you know, the Mrs. Balenciagas, Milans, Escadas. We went to the MLK Center on Sunday. We took pictures. We went out to eat. We just, you know, made a day of it. I called around and told everybody, let's just do something besides the ball and the club. Let's go, you know, some cultural things. Let's go to the MLK Center, which is actually the reason for the weekend, you know. So we went, you know, and everybody came. We enjoyed ourselves. I had a great time. And the ball was actually a great ball as well. A little long, but, you know, that's because there's a lot going on with the awards and everything like that. And there was competition. So a lot of people were walking out of the categories. I really had a good time. I must thank Atlanta for, you know, definitely giving us a good time this weekend.
I know that's right. I know that's right, Addie. Well, I need to see some pictures of these children at this function, honey. I want to say grand prize to Father Anthony Herrera for winning the, what was it, $1,211. I want to say congratulations to him on that for being up in drag. Him and Jason was the only two that walked, you know. And I want to say congratulations to Smiles Milan. for winning Pretty Boy Pay.
Hold on, Kevin.
Hold on. Who is this? 224-766. You're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Tayana.
How are you?
What's going on?
I'm actually on the road on my way back home.
Oh, I know that's right, honey. I know that's right, honey. If I knew you was going to be in hot Atlanta, honey, I would have came down, honey.
I know. We talked about it. You're supposed to have been there.
Oh, you know, things that came up, honey. And, you know, honey, you know, I don't do black walking, honey.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, things that came up. Honey,
is that Rodney?
Yes, that's Rodney.
Hey, Rodney.
What's going on, daughter? Yes, yes, yes. I'm a few hours away from home.
All right, we are cool. Yeah.
Did you, was you at the club on Saturday, Tayana?
No, I didn't make the club Saturday.
Oh, you didn't make the club. I'm gagging, honey. I need to find out why did this butch queen knock Miss Starsha, honey. And I need to find out why did the butch queen knock Miss Starsha. I need to find out why did the Invisu butch queen up in drag get knocked at the club on Saturday. And I need to find out why did this butch queen get knocked on Saturday. They was doing a lot of knocking on Saturday.
Yes, it was. But the EV suits stood their ground. It's to say the EV suits stood their ground. They was in there throwing chairs. I was there. I didn't want to say anything. Yeah, but I got to give props to the EV suits. You know, they really did sit their ground. They was knocking each other with pool sticks, chairs, and everything. You know. So,
I know,
I mean,
that's right.
I didn't see the part with Sasha. I don't know what happened with that one, but I could actually say.
What I got from the Starship incident was Starship was coming in and two Butch Queens was going at it. And Sasha said something, and the Butch Queen said something back to Sasha. And Sasha said, "Oh, I know you ain't talking to me." And
oh,
the
wow.
Butch Queen grabbed Miss Sasha. The Butch Queen grabbed Miss Sasha up by her hair mistake and knocked her.
Wow.
Yes, they said it was a club. It was one of the club children mistake. It wasn't a ballroom child. It was one of the club children mistake. I'm gagging, honey. The club children is not having it, honey. The club children is not playing with the girls, honey. Yeah, I don't know, honey. Do not play with these club children, you ballroom queens.
That's
don't
how
play
was,
with
that's
these
how
club children.
That's how I was with the Evisus, you know. It was the J7 girls, and they do not play.
Oh yeah, I heard those J7ers was not playing with them, honey. They set it all on them, honey. Oh yeah, I missed it all because you know I would have been there with Kara. I recorded everything. Don't you play with those queens, honey? Are you doing? Yes, Miss Say. I gagged. I really gagged when I heard the J-Setters and the Evisus was going at it, and Miss Starsha was going at it. I could just imagine. You know Miss Starsha is my girlfriend, Miss Say. But I could just imagine Miss Starsha in that chair. I knew you ain't talking to me. let me stop. Lisa, you need to stop, Lisa. Let me stop, honey. Hold on. We got a caller, honey. We got a caller. Hold on. We got a caller from Philadelphia. 267-210. You're live on the air on the recap show.
What's up, Kelly? What's up, Tayana? What's up, Rodney? This is Ike.
Hey,
what's going
Ike.
On,
hey, Ike. What's going on, Ike? Ike, so was you down there, Ike?
Yeah. I was at the club on Saturday. We was down there tearing it in the club.
Well, baby, what happened, Ike? How did y'all get into it with the J-Setters of all people, the Setters?
Well, it was something about somebody had said something or did something to Maya from Chicago. So, you know, me and my brothers, we walked around the club looking for him. She pointed him out, and we just started swinging.
I know that's right. The Evisus got crop in the ATL.
Okay.
I know that's right. I got my life when I was here in that tea this morning when I was on my way out the door, honey. I was gagging.
Okay. But yeah, but
yes,
it was fun.
Well, I know the Jay Setters. I know the Jay Setters won't mess with the ballroom children no more.
Kelly, okay. You have an echo,
yeah.
Kelly.
Oh, who got an echo? Somebody got an echo.
You do.
You do.
That's me. Hold on.
Yep.
Yeah. Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, y'all talk for a minute. Let me see.
It's a little bit better. So, Rodney, did you tell him?
Say it again.
I said, did you tell him about the trip that we took?
Yes, I did.
King
tell him
Center.
About the MLK Center. Yeah, to the King Center. Yeah, tell him we definitely had a good time. Everybody's there. Mario. Balenciaga, Professor Mario Balenciaga was there. We was having question and answering sessions and everything. We was, you know, it was a real good trip, Kelly, real good trip.
I know that's right. I know that's the case. Where is Marcus at? So since we not talked about the, we all talked about the balls, I know we're not going to get a Garcon representative to call in here and let us know about Starsha being knocked and everything. You know, they're just going to sweep. They're going to sweep it underneath the rug. But you know, it's not fun. It's not, you know, we just not to make fun of the situation or take the situation like. But it's really getting ridiculous that Butch Queens is running around and hitting hands on female figures like that, Miss Thing. It's really a problem, and we need to do something about that, honey. We really do. But on other hand, let's get to this function, honey. What time was this function supposed to start? Because if I know that the function didn't start until 3:30.
No, I think it actually started a little bit earlier than that.
No, they said it started at 3:30.
It started at 3:30.
No, yeah, it wasn't. We wasn't there that long. No, we have to
so
start.
What time
I mean, well, the awards probably
supposed
to start before the ending.
O'clock. What, y'all
right,
get out
I mean,
of there until 9 o'clock.
Right, it was a long, let's see. Tyrena, what time did we get there? We got there about 12.
We got there
12.
About 1 o'clock. 12,
okay, we
yeah,
got there
about 1 o'clock.
Okay, we got there about 1, so I'll say 2. Well, yeah, because we start the 2, then the awards ceremony. So, yeah, about 3 is about right.
Baby, that was a long function. 6 hours.
You had the awards, and then you had the LSS, and then you had the categories.
But Kelly, yeah. I can tell you it was really, really nice. It really was.
I heard it was really, really nice. I heard it was some shady judges on the panel. The girls was being really shady. Who is this? I'm not gonna put nobody on blast, but the girls was being really, really shady, honey.
Mm-hmm. I was enjoying the judges. I didn't have a problem with the judges. And the judges wasn't like arguing amongst each other. Like, if you chop this one, I'm gonna chop this one, and like that. If the judge shot, whether they house them or not, they didn't. You know, with me visualizing, I didn't see anyone like mouthing back or saying this bitch is trying to turn and I'm gonna get her out back. We moved on to the next category. Moved on. Wasn't any really bickering. Maybe a couple of times once the counts were wrong, but that was the commentator. It wasn't the judges. So they, you know, called a couple of people back to fix the count for the scores. But other than that, it moved pretty swiftly. No arguments, no fighting or anything like that.
So who were some other winners besides the two that I announced?
Which two did you say?
Anthony and Smiles.
Okay. For Best Dress, the invitees, it was Jamie Balenciaga was the winner. Butch Realness and Transman Realness. Butch Realness was Buddha Balenciaga. Transman was Marquise Balenciaga. Let me see what else. Dre Ivisu won Sneaker. This is Sneaker. Neil won Thug Realness. Neil Chanel. Tap Smiles and Little Tony Milan. All three won Schoolboy.
And Bones.
Yeah, that's. I said Darren. Yeah, Bones. Bones, Tap, and Lil Tony.
Oh, Bones
and
Tap?
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations, Bones. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You already see your last, for your last. Thank God Almighty, Bones, you're free at last.
Yeah, they were
Martin Luther what? King in the words of the great Dr. Martin Luther King. He's free at last.
Yeah.
But go ahead, y'all.
And Rutcuff won executive. And then they had to, all three of those, that they battled for the cash, and Rucka won the cash. Also, Film Queen Face was won by Jasmine Chanel. You know, dark skinned Jasmine, used to be a blonic.
Well, Jasmine, yes.
Yeah, she won. Kiana won Mother, Best Dressed Mother.
Well, Kiana.
The runway was won by the Milans, Byron, Mini Me, and Iman Milan. All three of them won. Face, light, dark, and brown was won by the Mugliers. Models Magazine Face was won by Akon.
They found him on Facebook.
Vogue Femme was won by the Mizrahis, Tiny Mizrahi, and I don't know the other person's name. And the new performance was won by Liesia Milan, and then they had the battle for the cash, and the Mizrahis won that. What other category did I remember seeing? Big Girl's Face was won by A. Chanel. I mean, I heard him saying Anna Nicole, because that's what she looks like, but I don't know her real name. Cupcake, I think I heard somebody say Cupcake Chanel. I think that was it. And Big Boy's Face. Big Boy's Face was won by, I mean, that's the judges, you know. She won by one vote, tiebreaker.
I heard that was Shade. Now go to Big Boy's Face.
Big Boy's Face was won by Clayton Chanel.
I heard that was Shade, too. Girls, let's hear, girls. I don't want none of you girls coming up here attacking me, mistake. I'm only telling you what the girls told me when I was on my way going to work this morning, and I was driving in my car, and I was getting the tea. So none of you girls don't be attacking me, mistake, okay? And wanted to come up here and read me, because my mouth will get real nasty. I'm only telling you what the girls told me when they called me and gave me the tea. They said it was Shade, okay? Go ahead,
okay,
Bobby,
Kelly. Well, I'm going to stop you right there. I'm sitting, when I hear you say you heard it was Shade, but the winner, the person that was battling each one of these individuals happened to be Mizrahis. So is that where they say the Shade was coming from?
No, but actually, I'm not even going to say the person that told me the tea, but the person that told me the tea wasn't even in my house that told me the tea.
Okay, so I'll bring it down like this. Big Boy's Face was won by Clayton. He battled DJ Mizrahi. And Big Girl's Face was won by Cupcake Chanel, and she battled Felicity Mizrahi. So we're going to move on. let me see. Okay. What other categories? Well, Tayana, give me some categories. Oh, Team Sex Iron was won by Lisa Prodigy and Diesel Milan. Congratulations.
Thank you. Went
Woman's Body was won by Butterfly Prodigy. She gonna kill me if I'm not saying her name right. But Film Queen Performance was won by Amina Prodigy.
Did you do the new and the
Vogue Film, the Mizrahi and Milan.
Hold on, Rodney. Before you even finish, I just got a blue phone IM, and they told me this blue phone IM that judges walk and judge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no! I need to,
like, oh my God, what is going on? I mean, are we going back into 2010 here? I thought we had established that judges was going to judge and not walk. So now judges are allowed to judge and walk again? Oh no, I called Tony Revlon. I need you on this phone. Somebody
he said he was going to definitely call in and address that issue because people were asking me was I going to touch on it, and Tony said he would definitely call in and discuss it and talk about it. So,
we got to
look and see if his number is on the line.
I don't see his number, but somebody, please, if Tony's trying to call in, please tell him to hit me up on my cell phone, and I will definitely make sure Switchboard dials him in if the phone lines is full, because I know the phone lines are jam packed. We got to get him up here on this line. Go ahead, Rodney, finish.
That's all I can remember for the actual ball categories right off the top of my head. Well, the Ebony's won Rims with a Twist. I did hear that. And glad to leave to take Xavier to the airport. And Selvin won Oway, if I'm correct.
Oh, Doy.
Yes.
Welcome to the radio show, the legendary icon himself, the overall father and the father of all fathers, the icon Tony Redmond is live in air.
Hold on, Kelly. Hold on, Tony. Hold on, Dad, before you say anything. Switchboard, do not use my introduction song for nobody else.
Wait.
I'm gonna get your own. Yes, that's my introduction song. He can't use it. Get your own introduction song. We'll get you straight for next time.
Oh boy, it's always something. Kelly's always something. My son is one icon over the year over me. Now I can't use my other son intro. Oh, what's going on?
Oh my God. I want to know what is going on with these judges judging and walking. I am pickled.
Honestly, I could have to say with this, Kelly, and I'm going to keep it real, is that it wasn't Selvin for Selvin. I mean, the door was open to Selvin to do that, and he didn't do nothing wrong concerning that. It's just like I said something, Andre said something, Rodney said something, Man Prodigy said something about Deshaun Christian Bizarre walking. This, and I'm going to say this, and I really don't even care. I really don't give a damn how anybody takes this, that whenever you have a leader that's going to be supposed to be setting an example with everybody else, and if all the other leaders are trying to help out and do this and trying to change it, and you got one leader saying, well, this is my ball, and I do what I want to do, it's not going to go nowhere then. The bowling scene, the rules and all that is not going to go nowhere because now everybody will feel the same way that Stewart said last night. I felt that was like a disrespect to every icon and all of us that's trying to make a change inside the scene. And Rodney, I hear you laughing. You already knew what I was going to say. I don't care. That's just how it is. Kelly, everybody spoke up. Everybody spoke up about it. But at the end of the day, who ball was it? At the end of the day, if you have a ball now next week, and if the same thing happened, the only thing that you can say to us is what? This is my ball, and I run my ball the way I
run. If we work it together as a community and as a company, as a team, we have to work together, and everybody has to stick to the rules together. And it's no shade to anybody, Mr. If you want to come out here, you want to have a ball, and you want to know we're not going to follow by the rules of the ballroom community, then the next time you have a ball, I don't think anybody should go to your ball. I don't give a fuck if you're an icon, a legend, a statement, a star, or a fucking pioneer. Bitch, I don't give a fuck if you started this shit. The rules are the rules.
You know, bud. I ain't gonna lie, you can ask Man and him. I kept getting on Deshaun all night saying, you just started all this bullshit here. Like, you sitting on this panel. Andre said, I mean, we all said something. Every icon, every legend that was there. You have people coming from out of the audience saying, that person just walked. He should not be judging. But ain't nothing gonna people's not gonna realize that that's a good rule until the same thing that happened in Maryland before. You should not have someone that walked a ball and judge because of the fact. Let's just say I would have chopped Deshaun Christian Bazaar. That means what? That he would have been what? Being shady to what? The House of Revlon. That right there could start a lot of confusion inside a ball. Having someone walk and judge. You know, but that Stuart Ball, hey, that's my best friend. I love him down. I'm very disappointed at him going over that rule. I thought that right there was a bad move because of the fact that's his friend. Okay? That doesn't make it right.
It's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
You want to ask me any other questions about the ball?
The overall ball.
Huh?
What do you think about the overall ball?
Overall ball, I think, was very nice. I think that a lot of people came out. A lot of people walked. It was. I honestly think that for it to be in Atlanta and how Atlanta have fell, they came back up last night. It was so much competition towards the, like, a lot of houses is really, really bad. All the categories, like, the hotter category to me was Perfect 10.
I heard Mother Didi Chanel came and wiped the floor with those girls, honey. They said she did a two-step on those girls, baby. They said she shucked it up. Mother Shannon Carr had to peel up out of all her clothes.
No, what I would have to say on that was that when Shannon Khan battled Sexy Alexis, I thought what she did was very hot concerning the light. You know, she put her face in the light, and, you know, with them two battling was really, that category was really, really hot. But Dee Dee looked good last night. She really, really, really looked good. The awards, you want to know about the awards? I think the awards was not a People Choice Award at all. I don't think it was a Facebook Award at all. People was winning that, I think, in my eyes, and me tallying up the individuals that on Facebook. If you're going to do a Facebook Award, a People Choice Award, and you're asking people to vote on certain people, then people should win that one on Facebook. I don't think that you should let someone else win something that they did not win on Facebook or anything. And I'm not just talking about the Icon Award or anything like that, because of the fact that, just like I said last night, and I'm going to say it again, that it was fucked up. It was very disrespectful. It was very disrespectful to a lot of things. You can't give someone Butch Cream, I just throw this up in the air. You can't give someone Butch Cream Runway of the Year and then come around and give him another award, someone else award for Runway Diva of the Year. That doesn't look right. That doesn't sound right to me. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes. So did they actually give out of the Year? Because I heard it was a controversy going on in Atlanta that he wasn't going to give out the of the Year award. So did they give out the of the Year awards?
Yeah, they gave it. The House of Con did a very excellent in South Atlanta. They won Mother and Father. They won House of the Year. They won Fly of the Year. They won Ball of the Year. A lot of their house members also won certain categories. The Blondest did good in the awards, too. Neil Chanel was the top winner of all. I think he won 5 awards last night.
Yeah.
Well, everybody that's out there in Radio Land and on the phone lines is in the chat room, please nobody be texting me and the red phone and IMing me. I'm only going by, you know, I wasn't at the function, so I don't know, you know, what happened. I'm only going by my reporters that I sent in the building, and these is what my reporters came back to me. And the girls wanted
that. I would have to say this also because you said that on Felicity battle, it was shade. I was a tiebreaker, and I love Felicity down, but I was being fair, and that's my opinion. That's my opinion, and people need to realize this. Like I said to Rodney, and I said to other people today that I spoke to, I don't care if you call me dad, I don't care if you call me granddad, I don't care if you call me uncle. At the end of the day, I'm going to judge the way I want to judge. I'm going to try my best to judge very fairly. A lot of people that were last night automatically assumed Kelly, I'm supposed to give him my 10. A lot of them automatically assumed that I'm supposed to give him 10. No, I'm not going to do that. You know, I'm not like everybody else. I'm not a little your girlfriend, as people would say. I'm not like that, you know. And I try my best. I try my best to be fair. No matter how shit was being thrown at my house last night, you know, I paid that no mind. You know, me and Rodney had a little talk here and there, and I explained it to him that I didn't say nothing when one of his men chopped every Revlon that walked. I didn't say anything. I didn't say nothing to the individual. I just let it go. I wait till I got up on a panel, and I didn't chop no Malones at all. I might then give him my 10 because of the fact I felt the other person deserved to win over them. It was no shade. I don't know who is Malone. The house of Malone is big. Every house is big. So I don't look at, okay, Malone. I don't look at Prodigy. No, I don't do that. You know, I'm looking at the two people that's battling. But then I would have to say that the ball overall was nice. It was really nice. It was, like I said, the people came out and battled. The venue, I really feel that the venue could have been at a better place than what it was, you know, because it was so many people inside this place. If that was my place, I think I would have gave the ball upstairs instead of downstairs, because upstairs was bigger than downstairs, you know.
But no, this is no. I wasn't talking about the Felicity thing. You know, I wasn't worried about that. But another thing, because you know, the girls hit me up this morning when I was on my way going to work, honey, and they said they want to know. This is a question. They have a bunch of questions for Stuart. But I don't know if we're going to get Stuart up here on the line. But maybe he's listening, and maybe somebody can refer the message to him. But they want to know, how does Shannon win Month of the Year? This is what girls, please do not get mad at me. This is what came across my airway. They want to know, how did she win Mother of the Year, Miss Thing, when she was incarcerated for half of the year? This is what came across my airwaves, honey, okay? I have no reason to sit here and lie. This is what came across my airwaves this morning. This is what the girls want to know. How did she win this, Miss Thing, when she was incarcerated half of the year? That's what the girls want to know.
And then, Kelly, I'm not going to give up for Shannon Khan because me and her don't know each other like that. But if that's the case, if they're going to say that about Shannon Khan winning Mother of the Year, they need to say that about a lot of people that won awards last night that just came home.
Oh, wow, baby. Honey, well, girls, if y'all know anybody else, Miss Thing, honey, that won awards, Miss Thing, and send me the team, Miss Thing. I'll put it on blast, Miss Thing. You know, I don't have a problem with putting it on blast, honey. Oh, no, we got a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Yeah, I want to know how they, some of them girls get tens in their hair shadows.
What girls? Put on blast, baby. Don't bite your tongue. Put it on blast.
I saw them, like, before they walked out, man. They had shadows.
What category are you talking about?
You're not telling us no names.
Perfect 10, man. Perfect 10.
What did you say? Perfect 10. Perfect name. Give me a perfect name. You're a private caller, so you should be bold. Say the name.
Man. I ain't going to say D.
Well, we ain't got time. Buddy, you don't want to say no name, honey. You calling it private, and you still don't want to say no name, bitch. Like, what the fuck?
Okay,
shit.
I have a question for Tony. Tony, this is Tony. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Do you think it was fair that you and Andre was able to vote twice?
Honestly, I'm going to really, okay, it was not supposed to have been like that. I was supposed to have been the top, the head judge for a certain amount of time, and then Andre supposed to have been a judge for the rest of the time, you know, and it was supposed to be Larry, me, and Andre. To answer your question, I'm going to say, no, I don't think it was fair.
All right,
because of the fact, if I pick Malone, then I have to break the tie. Who am I going to pick? I'm going to pick Rodney Malone. I would pick Kelly. But me and Andre took turns. It wasn't that I did it all. It wasn't that Andre did it all. It was. And I understand what you're saying because whoever Andre picked, that's who Andre's going to pick. Whoever I pick, that's who I'm going to pick.
Right.
No,
I was asking that because I was at the end of the runway, and a lot of people was like, But I don't think it's fair because he picked this person twice, and I don't understand why he didn't get someone else out of the crowd to either, you know, be the tiebreaker judge, or he could have just removed a person that wasn't on the panel, that wasn't supposed to be on the panel.
The way I think it should have been done is that me and Andre shouldn't have judged. You should have only been there sitting there to break a tie.
Right. Okay.
Okay, hold on. Private caller, you're live on the recap show, private caller.
Man, talking about Dee Dee.
Okay, you talk about Dee Dee what?
Okay, I'm gonna say this. Okay, if you I've been married for 11 years, a lady, a real woman also have shadows too. You can walk down a street and see a lady with a beard, a lady with a hair on her face also. Okay, I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't make a difference if she had a shadow. This is no shade, Kelly, Rodney. That lady was sitting last night. So her smile, everything. I mean, if she had a shadow, I know the fuck that. I didn't see no shadow.
Yeah.
That's just you get with hateration. These girls with hateration, buddy.
I mean, you get a lot of people that walk categories. Sim Queen Realtor, they got fucking razor bumps on their face. It's just like last night for Drag Realness. They chopping all these girls that's really real, and then they let this one girl tell you that happened. Man.
Baby, I know, honey. She looked like she had more Del Monte's in the can underneath her neck, honey. They let her through.
And Kelly, what I did, I let my children I left them alone. They got chopped, and this like one of them that got chopped. The same one that gave Natasha Prodigy a run for my every time she walked. You know, but I ain't take that shade. I just let it go. You know, and that's what people need to realize that, okay, you can't win a war. Some people gonna be shady. Some people gonna just completely fierce and just throw shade. You know, that's just how the ballroom scene is right now. You know, but I'm gonna say this: after last night, everybody gonna do what they wanna do now. The rule book ain't gonna mean shit or anything. Knowing that the ballroom scene do need that rule book. Because back in the day, there was a ton of this shit going on.
Well, bitches can't follow the rules, and I think they need to be exiled, honey. Get these bitches out of the company, bitch, and they can't follow the rules, bitch. Like, what the fuck, honey?
Everybody's out there on the phone lines.
If anybody got anything to say about the function, feel free to definitely press one at this time and say, everybody, you know what kills me? You know, it really kills me. That everybody, when y'all see me or y'all see Rodney outside after end of function, y'all talk about, oh, I'm going to call in and I got so much to say. And then nobody calls in and nobody has nothing to say. But everybody got so much shit to say outside of the ball. But when it's time for the radio show, everybody talking about they're going to call in because they're going to read and they're going to see this. But then nobody calls in and say nothing. Bitch, bite break, son. No, we got a caller. 313-575 live on the air on the recap show.
Hey, man, it's TJ.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing, on the way back home to Detroit from Atlanta. How everybody doing? I got a question for y'all. How do y'all feel about the Icon of the Year category?
You asking me?
Yeah, Tony, how do you feel about the person who won Icon of the Year?
Okay, who's this?
TJ Mizrahi.
This is TJ Mizrahi.
You said TJ?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not, okay. My opinion, this is my opinion. The one that is my gay son, and I did say to him, I don't think he deserves that award because he was not an icon more than a year yet. It wasn't even a year. And just like I said to anybody, I would say it again, and out of all the names that was on there, if I didn't win that, I think Andre should have won that. He's the one that's still walking. I mean, y'all can't hold that $10,000 against him, you know, and Andre is not my favorite son out of all of us. I have no favorite. But, this is no, I congratulate man on it. U.S. Mayhem Hornets and all of that. But just like I said at the beginning, if you're going to do something, you do it or don't do it at all, point blank. And that's just keeping it real. If you're going to be on Facebook giving people a choice to pick who, let them people win. Let them people win. That if it's a people's choice award, let them win. But honestly, see, TJ, it was a lot of people's feelings that was hurt. A lot of people that came there for awards, their feelings is hurt.
Oh, okay. But that was basically my question I had wanted. Ma, I was hoping to see you this weekend.
Kelly?
Yes.
I just got a call in. I have Shannon on the line.
Okay, hold on. Hello? No. I'm on the show. I'm going to call you back. Okay, hello?
Yes, I have overall mother Shannon Khan on the line. Shannon, are you there?
Hi, everyone.
All right.
I'd like to say I had such a good time last night. It was so nice to see everyone come out in the competition. One thing I would like to piggyback on, because I'm actually seeing him getting ready, and I'm listening to the show for the first time in a long time, that it's mighty funny how everyone gets offended when they're up and they're nominated for an award one year. But previous years, people are shaded and different things of that nature. I'm one of those people who get shaded. I'm going to give y'all a word of advice, the kids, because these legends and icons and all these other people, you guys going to do what you want to do. That old saying where you can't teach an old dog new tricks. The new kids, trust me when I say this, stop trying to receive of the year. Stop trying to get legendary status. Go out there and have fun. Once the ballroom scene has stopped becoming fun to you, you're not going to want to do it anymore. But when that fun stops, move on. I had a good time last night. The people who walk the category, that's fine. Win or lose, I'm always a winner. I can walk out the door and have my head held high because I came in the door. I did what I'm supposed to do. I represent not only myself, my house, my community, my race, my gender, whatever the case may be, I represent and I represent well, just like the other ladies. What people fail to realize, they want to throw a lot of shade around. A lot of us are sisters. We are girlfriends. People don't know that. They don't need to know that. There's no animosity between me and any other girl in this scene, regardless of what it is. Just like everyone said, these are these judges' opinions. But at the end of the day, what matters the most is your opinion of yourself. Stop worrying about what somebody got to think about you and think about it yourself, about yourself and nobody else. And
I
the
like
comment
that
was said earlier
I like that, Shannon.
I thought that
was really nice.
Thank you so much. Thank you. First and foremost, let me make this clear. My personal business is my personal business. Shannon, my real last name, is off limits and off the record. Mother Shannon Khan is a public figure. Anything that deals with Khan, Shannon Khan, it is up for grabs. But my personal business is my personal business. And trust and best to believe, I am not a girl who is dumb, ignorant, me or my family. We are very smart, intelligent, well-rounded. We are great friends, great family. We watch out for each other, have each other's back. And trust and best to believe, if I was incarcerated, if I was sick, or whatever the case may be in life, I will be the best that I can be. Because at the end of the day, all that matters is what I think about myself and what I do. I have to live with the consequences, good or bad. Remember, all your actions in life, good or bad, you got to be able to accept the consequence. So as young adults and as grown adults, everyone, please start standing up and taking responsibility for your own actions.
Right.
And I have been a mother in this house where people don't realize. And I'm not going to sit up here on this radio
justify it to anyone, but my history is what they don't know and what they haven't seen. Just because you've seen me walk in a category for a little short amount of time, I've been in this house for a little bit longer, been doing a lot more, and doing more than anybody can imagine. And if you really want to be honest, there's only two mothers in this scene that actually has solidified the meaning of mother. It's Kiana Ibisu and myself. We have stormed state to state. We watch out for our kids. We talk to our kids. We respect our kids. And if you don't respect these kids, they're not going to respect you back. That's why I have the utmost respect in this ballroom scene, because I respect each and every person in this scene for who they are and what they want to be. And I have no problem. I will sit down and talk to anybody as long as you show that you have respect back towards me. And my last statement is that I wish everyone well for 2011. And y'all have a great year. And I do appreciate everyone coming out and supporting my ball. The cons have made it really hot. I really love the kids. The kids have supported me. They are a great bunch. I'm trying to push them even more, which that's what people need. They need to be pushed, and they need to be told that they appreciate it, that they are more than what anybody has ever told them they are, that they can achieve anything they want. So go out there. Y'all have a good evening. Do appreciate y'all's time. And see y'all when I see y'all. Bye.
Hello?
Yes.
Well, you said everything that you had to say, but it's one part of your statement that you made, Shannon, that I just have to disagree with you on. Rodney, is Shannon still there?
I'm still here.
I have to disagree with you on one part of your statement that you made, that you and Kiana is the only two mothers that you see in the ballroom scene as being actual mothers. I have to highly disagree with you on that situation. But I don't need to take and put my credentials out there. They speak for themselves. So I just disagree with you on that part. But everything else you said, I give you kudos on that. But that mother thing, I have to highly disagree with you on that.
And that's fine, Kelly. We all have opinions. So that's your opinion, and this is mine. So I do appreciate it, and I do thank all the haters and the supporters, because at the end of the day, I will always sit lovely wherever I am, whatever I do, because my God is first. Good night.
The next caller is 843-693. You're live on the air on the Recap Show.
Hello, Kelly. Hello, Father. Hello, every Rodney and everybody else online. This is Africa. I have a couple questions and comments and concerns about the ball.
Okay.
My first thing will be about the Witch Queen and Drag Realness category. Because the flyer says leaving no questions to be asked. But when I went up to the panel and Selvin did the whole, to check to see if you really are a Butch Queen and Drag, and you didn't have like a sewing and all that other stuff or whatever, I passed the test. Me and the other young lady I was walking again, and they started to vote. And Jasmine, she was making a comment about something about they were doing it wrong or they were doing it too fast or whatever the case may be. And that's when Man got up on the stage and he was fussing with her, telling her something about you cannot do it or they can do it however they want to do it or whatever the case may be. And then that's when she just had a very nonchalant attitude and she was very much giving, okay, well, I see them both. And then she just started chopping everybody basically from here on out. So I don't act like, and I walk from state to state. I'm just not an in-state girl. I don't live in Atlanta. I travel to Atlanta to attend that particular ball. So I just don't understand, like, last night what they were, quote-unquote, looking for because
Hold on, I'm going to get Selvin on the phone so you can address her on this situation, okay?
Okay.
Hold on, let me send her number over to Switchboard so you can address her on this situation. Hold on. Get her up here so you can address her on this situation.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Miss Delvin?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, Delvin. You're
what's going on?
I'm live on the what show?
On the radio show.
You're on the show.
Oh, that's what's up. Is my partner crying, is Shannon on the phone?
No, she's gone.
Oh, well, congratulations, Shannon, for Mother of the Year.
Who wants to ask you a question?
Africa.
It wasn't really directed to you, but like I said, when I came up on the stage for Butch Queen and Drag, you were sitting on the end panel. I don't know if you do remember me. I was dark skinned with the bang, with the black beanie on the back of my head. And you did like your check to make sure, like I guess to see if everyone was having a wig for the actual meaning of a Butch Queen and Drag. And once I passed your test, me and the other young lady, you started to vote and you were voting for me. And that's when I said, man got on the stage and man, Jasmine Milan, she started talking about they were doing the category wrong. Or something like that or whatever. And that's when man got up on the stage and words were passed back and forth and the man was saying something like, don't tell them how to do it or they're doing it this way or whatever the case for me. And that's when she very much gave a nonchalant attitude of, okay, well, I don't see them both. And that's what it wasn't even so much as directed to you, but I was just like, I was so confused because I'm like, I walk from state to state. I mean, I really don't get chopped like that. Like, I have gotten chopped before because people have mistakenly said I've had work done to my face to be a Butch Queen and Drag. But as far as getting chopped for my realness, that really happens, no shame. Just not tooting my own horn, but keeping it real. But I just didn't understand, like, that whole thing last night with, like, the Butch Queen of Drag, because not just me got chopped, like, my sisters and everybody else, they got chopped, and it was just a whole lot of people, and it was just like Jasmine was just chopping everybody, and I was just like, okay, like, I don't understand, like, what was going on with that. That's my first problem about the ball. My second problem with the ball, it was a good turnout. It was lovely, but the venue was horrible. It was downstairs. Hello? I think Delvin was lost. Delvin?
Hello? Hello? Am I on?
Yeah.
You're back on.
Yes.
Okay, now what was going on now?
You back over?
Yeah, I'm here.
No. It wasn't addressed to you, actually.
As far as the venue for the ball, the venue was, to me, it was horrible because it was downstairs in the basement. It was condensation on the wall. The wall was sweating. It was very cold. And I just did not like that at all, especially not for an awards ball. Then on top of that, to top it off with the award of, like Father Tony was saying something about the Facebook awards, that was crazy as far as what was giving out to everybody. To top it off, it was crazy with some of the people even being nominated, and that was already discussed, like, in-house between the Must Means and some of my house members, but as far as the awards that were giving out, that was just crazy. Like, how certain people is like, you seen last night, in my opinion, who I guess who else you have to kiss or who you have to get high with or whatever the case needs to get an award, because those awards were given out to certain people. It was just...
I know that's right, bitch. I get my motherfucking life from you, bitch. I get my life. Who ass you got to kiss or who you got to sniff Hillary with, bitch? Work it out, bitch. Eat it.
It's called no skin. Kelly,
I say something now.
Wait, hold on.
I would like to say,
directed towards you, Seven, because like you did your check and you have done it before to me at the Dia Ball in North Carolina. You've done your check and you know everything was fine. So there was nothing judged towards you. I just didn't understand like why Miss Jasmine was just chopping everybody. And in my thing, I understand she's legendary in that category for realness, but my thing is she wasn't even that quick when it came to Fem Queen realness. And when those girls were up there, and it was like, okay, Butch Queen and Drag. And that was carrying to me, in my opinion. But, I mean, it's to be paid because a chop is a chop. And, I mean, that's not going to make me nor is it going to break me.
Did
you have microbraids or sewing or a glue-in or what did you have?
I had a wig
with a beanie. Like, I'm a Butch Queen and Drag. I don't do this full-time. I do it for balls, entertainment only. So that's my whole thing was just like, okay, that just kind of rubbed me the wrong way. So, I mean, the other thing, especially about the awards, that was just another thing. The venue was horrible. And I repeat, horrible. The venue was, it was too small for it to be an awards ball.
Well, could I say something now?
Go ahead, Tony.
Miss Selvin.
Go ahead, Selvin.
Okay, well, I'm going to keep it funky and I'm going to keep it real. The only award that I did not like, and I love Nan Prodigy, you know, that's my nigga, but he was not supposed to have got Icon of the Year. He just became Icon. So that was the only category I did not understand that how he got, because we all just became icons. I really thought that, like, Dre or Andre or Tony or somebody that's already been an icon was going to get that. I mean, I don't really know how that went, but I don't think that he should have been nominated, period. It has not been a year yet for that to happen. But congratulations to him. But that was the only word that I did not understand. Because, just like I said, it should have been a whole year, and it wasn't a whole year yet. And if it was, then I apologize. But I don't think that a whole year went by. Or am I wrong? Because if I am, then I apologize. But I could have sworn that he just got it, like, in the month, and it would be a year this year. Like, that's the only thing. Rodney, am I wrong?
Just listening.
No, it's not. Look, quickly, do you think about anything else? Let's just keep this funky.
Hold on. We got a Philly caller.
That's right.
277-974. You're live on the air.
All right, this is
me. Hey, man,
what's up?
Work it out. I love it when somebody mentions somebody's name and they cut up on the phone. Welcome to the phone, the icon, legendary father himself, the only real father, man, Prodigy has graced the show. So
what's up? Only thing I want to know, man, has it been a year? And don't take it personal because I'm not coming at you personal.
Wait, I didn't take it like that, but I am going to call.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of don't like a lot of stuff that's going on with the ballroom. So I am a little offended by you even mentioning my name pertaining to an award that I, A, did not ask for, B, how it went was. Wait a minute, listen, how it went was people voted for that. It was a people's choice. I didn't know nothing about it. I didn't know I was nominated. I didn't know I was getting voted for it. I found out at the last minute that I was getting picked by people who was going online voting, and that's how I wound up winning. It ain't had nothing to do with the amount of time that I was an icon. It just was by throughout the year, for my little bit of time that I was an icon, people decided that they wanted to vote for me. But it was my house members or friends or whatever the case may be. So that's how I think that I got the award. It wasn't nothing that I was just saying, well, I'm voting for them. It was a people's choice thing.
Right, just like I said, and I said again, you know, don't take it offensive. I said I did not understand it. That's why I said I thought that it had to have been a whole year. And the only thing I said, he wasn't an icon for a whole year yet. So how did he get, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't understand. I thought that Tony or Andre or Dre or somebody, like, in that league would have had got it. Because I'm not going to lie. Even if I was nominated or whatever, I would have never had took that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm saying, like, well, you know, well, thank y'all fans, you know, whatever, but it hasn't been a year for me yet. But you get what I'm saying? But I, you know,
huh? Can I ask you a question? When he was on that nominated, did you guys tell Stewart that you don't think he should have been on there again versus saying something now about it?
No, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know anything about nothing. And you, if my grandpa was on the phone, he can tell you. It's been many times. Okay, then my father can tell you. He can tell you that he has conversated with me about it. And he asked me, have I ever been on there? And he's a witness to it. I always told him, I don't get on that because I don't have the patience and I don't have the time to get on that. You know, just like I said, I didn't know anything. Only thing I know that some people was nominated for certain things like they had. I know when I spoke to Man, the only thing that I knew about, honestly, was about how they messed up the two Kevins. So it was like, at the end of the day, I was just still stuck on Atlanta Awards and everybody out of state. You know, just like everybody got any other award thing, you know.
Okay, the disrespect about the Icon Award, if you're going to say the Icon Award, you should put every icon up there then.
don't just put certain icons up there. It should have been every icon. If you're going to put Man up there, Jay up there, and the other icon that was made last year in March, everyone should have been up there. Now, such as Facebook, Tally, I got on Facebook every damn day to see who was going to win. I knew the list of the people that was going to win and all. But when I got there, they said the awards, it was not combined with my list that I had from Facebook, from Stuart Ebony Ball. It was not like that at all.
Well, I know, Tony, that it was a list going around, and I think that was Harold did one first to email him some information on who you think should win, and then there was one actually where they were voting on the page. So did you see which one was he really going off of, or do you know which one he was really going off of?
Okay, so they must have emailed him then. Because by Facebook, no. I went by Facebook. I can't go by his email because I don't have his password.
Right.
I only can go by what I saw on Facebook. And this is no shade to know. I congratulate all the winners. I even told Man that last night in his face and that's my son. You know, we kiki about it. We laugh. He said what he had to say. You know, I said what I had to say. Jay Blotter said what he had to say, and we went on about our business. But one thing that we have to, that's me, Self, and whoever, we cannot blame Man Prodigy for winning that award. He was.
Oh no, that's the thing. I didn't blame anybody for anything.
No. I'm just saying that, you know, that I don't want Man to think that. That we saying that, like, you did not know, you didn't ask for that award. That's true. That's damn, you damn right. You did not ask about that. But it was whoever gave the awards, I mean, whoever did the tally and all of that, you know. Like, I told Man that, yo, you won. Congratulations. I called him today. Congratulations to you winning. But like I said before, and I'm going to say it again, that if I didn't win, I really feel in my heart Andre should have won because he's active. He goes to everybody ball. He walks and all of that. Me, I just came back 2.5 years ago. And I'm working on my house, and I also did a lot of stuff by trying to change the scene around. You know, people gonna have their opinions about a lot of things. Like I got mine, Man got his, Rodney got his. But one thing I would have to say this. Like me, when I don't care if like Man know I love him. If I have something to say, like if I feel a certain way about Man, before I get on this show, I already said it to Man. If I feel a certain way about Rodney, Kelly, Selvin, it's just like how me and Selvin was beefing last night. It wasn't a beef, but Selvin was upset at me last night, you know. But, like,
I wasn't upset with you. I thought I was hurt.
You know, we left it alone, you know, and the respect is still there. But the same thing, I'm going to start to say this to Ryan. It doesn't make a difference if you're friends or family. The truth is the truth. Being real is being real. And that's probably why that my house is in the situation that they are in now, because of me being so damn real. You know, and I mean, if you real, you real. It's like however you feel about another individual, you have no problem saying about them. If someone asks you a question about your father, you answer the question. You know, because you have the right to your own opinion. You know, and everyone listening, I would say it again. Congratulations to Man Prodigy. You know, if they going for
I want Stuart on the phone. Somebody need to get Stuart.
He's not gonna get on this show. I don't think Stuart's gonna get on this show because of the fact of you already know how you feel about you and him, so he's just not gonna get on this show. I mean, me knowing Stuart for 23 years, Stuart's not gonna get on this show because it's gonna be worse than
We had some good ratings the last time he came up on this show. He needs to come up on this show because I got some questions. Maybe me and him can have another reading session. What the fuck? Let's have some fun tonight, Stuart. Call in.
And another thing that I have to say, the next time that I'm ever on the panel, like I said to your drag queens and like I said to your fem queens, you come past me, I'm going to touch you. Fem queens, that's one. Butcher in the drag, you don't have on no wig, don't come next to me. Don't even walk. That even goes for my own members. Butcher in drag is a boy that wears a wig. You don't have one? Oh, well, like I said, and I say it again, from the first time that I've ever been on a panel, I've been that way, and I'm not going to change. If I don't see my members, I'm not going to vote. If I don't see my members, yes, I will chop. I don't kiss nobody's ass. When I came in the scene, I didn't have no girlfriends, and I can leave the same way how I came. This is nothing to me, and there's no shade. Like I said, if I can feel Shannon Khan, overall mother, I can feel everybody else. So whoever can understand that,
I have something to say to you. Let me say this about the drag realness category. We as being back in the day, we's and all that wasn't like so like lace fronts and all that all that stuff that them drags doing now. It wasn't out there so popular like that. But if someone, I mean, this is my opinion. You know, that's how I don't get into that weird stuff because I just say realness. You know, the hair is going to be the hair. It doesn't make a difference. This is my opinion, Selvin. If someone feel like going to a shop at 9 o'clock a.m. Saturday morning just to get their hair done for a ball and that as soon as they get home from the ball and take it out, that's still making them a boy. It's still a boy, Selvin.
Well, do they need to have the old, well, if that's the case, then, Tony, they need to bring back that old category, 24 hours drag. They don't have that category, so, oh, well, that's not my fault. And if you really want to get into it, Tony, and I'm going to be honest with you, if you really want me to be honest with you, every child that I checked from beginning to end had a wig on.
I know.
Every last one had a wig on, and I didn't chop not near one.
You Selvin, the problem was not with you last night, they say. The drag realness category, they're not saying the problem was with you. They're saying the problem was with Jasmine Milan. That's what they
said. No. I'm just saying it for the record for the commentators. I'm just saying it for the record. Me and my sister, we already talked. But Ms. J. Bronick, we didn't. And like I said, and I say it again, me and my sister can go through that. Me and J. Bronick, and I already told her that me and her need to speak. I don't disrespect no one's opinion on no. I might don't like it. Just like I said, Dad, I had a problem with you, and we didn't go no far with it. But it's still respect. You get what I'm saying? If it was a new bitch, I would have slapped the shit out of her. And I'm really keeping it. And there's no shade towards nobody else. But I feel like this. If I've been in this game with you, and we grew into this, I don't have patience to put on no show for no one. I don't owe nobody anything. And for you to be knowing me for years, you give me respect like I always give you respect. I might don't like what you say, and I might don't like what you do, but I put you to the side, and I talk to you.
So you and Jay Blondie got into it last night?
Over the Fifth Queen Wellness. Over me touching their skin. Over the Fifth Queen Wellness, I'm me touching their skin. And like I said, and I say it again, if somebody's asking me to be on a panel, to do it, like I said, this is not like this is my first time doing this. If you've been a commentator, you know I've been doing this for years. What's the new day for? What's the change for? If I can feel on Shannon, mind you, and that's my own house member, I'm not supposed to feel on everybody else. All the Fifth Queen didn't take offense to it.
I touched on everybody.
And I'm gonna make it even more hotter for you, Granddaddy. I even repeated the touch because they even came back for part two. Because remember, it was two film queen categories. The ones that walked before came back, and I still touched them. And each and every last one of them, I touched from Lisa Prodigy on down. And I even told Dee Dee, and I even told Temperance. Y'all know this ain't no shame. But if I can do it to one, I have to do it to all.
Okay, I have a question.
I don't think I've been knowing you for years.
I have a question about you, Selvin. Okay, you check in their chin and their face for what?
They see they got stubbles in here.
Okay, but it's just like, you never saw a real woman that got a pussy with hair?
What happened?
You never saw a woman that have a pussy, a real woman with a pussy have hair?
No. I'm not saying that they don't grow it. I'm not saying that they don't grow. I don't not saying they don't grow. But yeah, maybe like a little inch. But like I said, I've been doing this for years, so it's not like that happened.
Wait, hold on, sister. Sister, you know you my sister, and I love you. You know you my sister, and I love you, down, sister. But Barbara had a full goatee and mustache, sister. She did. And you know, that's my grandmother, that's my aunt, sister. The kids used to read me in school because she used to come to school with her mustache and goatee. She had one, sister. She just used to shave it off, sister. She did. And it was thick, sister. It was thick. I was 22 years old, sister, and I didn't even have one. And grandma's was thicker than mine, sister.
And you want me to keep it real with you? I'm not saying that they didn't, but those girls know better. You know better.
Not even so. There's a big difference.
Coming past me, you know better. I'm not saying that you can't grow it, but let's really make this hot, and let's really be honest. And Tony, let's really be honest. You've been knowing Danielle Revlon for years. She going to get on that runway and come like that? You been knowing Modavia for years. She really going to get on that runway and do that? Is Tanae going to do that? I can name every classic woman that you ever known. They going to come down up there on that runway and do that? Please let me know. If you ever felt Danielle, please let me know. Modavia, let me know.
Y'all talk about realness. Let me ask y'all a question about realness. When they walk, do they supposed to have an Adam's apple?
I mean,
some girls know how to suck it in.
But I'm saying no. We're gonna keep it real here. Okay, if you're gonna judge somebody if they got a wig on, what about their Adam's apple?
I don't just feel like just the chin. I touched all of that. You can even ask Lisa and all of them on there. I touched all that. I didn't just like just go under and just let it go. No, I go all the way from the chin where it starts, and I come all the way down to the neck. If I don't feel nothing, change the cross.
Randall, so you telling me everybody you checked for Femme Queen realness and Butch Fit and Drax did not have an Adam's apple?
Look on the tape. Like I said, and I'll say it again, some girls can suck it in, and I'm not going to lie.
But wait a minute, can I say something? Can I please say something? I think, Grandpa, when I was talking to you before on the phone, I think we make excuses for a lot of people. Adam's apple is something we may not chase. Coming down the runway with a full-grown beard is not the category. Kelly, grandmother being a woman, not cutting her hair is a big difference. We are not women. We are men, and we are supposed to come like if a woman. We don't, as natural as us men, we grow hair. So we want to be a woman, so we cut our hair off because we do not want to walk on it. Now, there are women that may do that. They are women. So with their fuzzes, they still have a vagina. But at the end of the day, with somebody that being a man who's real and wants to be a woman having fuzzes, how does this make the picture look? I mean, you want to be a woman. You should shave your hair. You should use Noxzema. You should make sure you don't have stubbles. If it is the case, then you should try and do it all over again. But that's the fact. I think we're making too many issues. When you said about the Butch Queen and Drags, let me tell you something about that. That's not fair, Grandpa, because guess what? They don't get out of drags. So how could they be Butch Queen and Drags if you never seen them walk a Butch Queen category? You never seen them out of drag. You never seen them nowhere to say, well, this is actually a Butch Queen.
But we can't actually say that 100% because my daughter, I can actually vouch for my daughter, and Kool-Aid have seen, and Kool-Aid knows. She wears a weave, Miss Thang, but she goes home, Miss Thang, and that weave goes up in a do-rag, Miss Thang, and she has a baseball cap on top of that weave because she cannot be a boy in her house. I mean, she can't be a girl in her house.
But there are situations that that's not even going down, Kelly. These people are working full-time as a butch queen and drags, and they are moaning. It's not like it used to be. You couldn't work butch queen and drag and have a knot, Grandpa. They would check. You would get that's a disqualification. You couldn't do that. It's not fair to the other person when you are using enhancement to make your realness. That's just not fair. There's a lot of things that's not fair, and we allow to go over the sake of boardroom.
But some people don't know how to shave right. You have some people that don't know. And honestly, they shave, and then they put makeup on top of them shaving.
Well, guess what? That's why this is the reason why they got their Sim Queen house mothers. They should teach them.
Exactly. Because they need better teachers.
Nicole, but only thing I'm saying is that y'all go through all of this about a wig. They shouldn't have a wig on. Okay, like I said to Sylvan before, times have changed about it wasn't so popular back then. I know how realness used to be. I know. Believe me, I know. I know. I come from a realness house, which is the house of Ebony. And they have all of that. Is Kelly doing that? Is Kelly trying to be shady?
No, that's not me. Don't make him nervous, Kelly. Don't play.
You're real, you're not, you got all that hair. I mean, honestly, I'm not going to lie, you come up there with hair, yes, I'm going to chop you also. But one thing I'm not going to check the hair, I'm just not going to do that. I'm judging, but you see, y'all transsexuals or transgenders get more into it because that's the lifestyle I live. You know, I don't live that lifestyle, and if they feel. I just don't feel that all the other stuff is necessarily about the wig and stuff. Now, in terms of the beard, they got stubbles. It's just like one of my daughters walked last night, and I told her, you cannot walk. She said, why? I said, because you have some stubbles there, and if I was judging and you're not in my house, that I would chop you, you know, because I check my children before. If I'm at a boy, I'm going to check them because of the fact that if they get chopped, I don't want no bullshit, so I'm going to make sure if someone chops him, it's the same reason I told him.
But Grandpa, you know what? That's where the problem come from, with the problem where femme queen, the female figure thing, the butch queen and drag thing. I think they make it too easy, and we make these excuses. If
you know what it is,
a woman, you go according to the picture. If you cannot,
you know what it is,
Nicole. It is time. It is effort. It is money. It is pain. It's a whole process, and it's impossible that people are just jumping past the process. There's no shortcuts in life, so why should we be sympathetic when I couldn't come up there and do that? I was chopped and sent down the runway, and that was that. Key, 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 ha, ha, ha. Everybody going to laugh at you. That's the way it was. But now we have to ask, okay, well, we're going to do it like this now because they won't do it like that. How do they really learn, Grandpa? How do we really set an example for a standard if we constantly keep making excuses for it?
Well, you know what it is? We need to get more real house mothers like Kiana and Shannon that's going to do for their children mistake and make sure they're on point. That's what we need. We need more Shannons and more Kianas in the boardroom, say.
Okay, let me say something on that. Everyone has the right to their own opinion, Nisi. This is to Kelly. Everyone got the right to their own opinion. If that's how Shannon feels, that's how Shannon feels. Because, I mean, I could have fed into what she said also, but that's her opinion because I know what Andrew does, and I know what Andrew does for this house. And I know Andrew walks, not just one category. She walked numerous categories. But that's her opinion. You know what you do, Kelly, and with your children because of the fact I know what you have done for the icon ball, you know. So you know what you do. You know, if you're a mother, this
is my jacket.
No, this right here, I'm
going to No, my up. Other jacket that I had on when we were together.
If you are a parent, which I am a parent outside this ballroom scene, I'm a father. I don't care what no one say or what no one feel about how I am because I know what I do for my children. I don't give a fuck what the next man got to say about shit, because I take care of mine. As long as you know you take care of yours, Kelly, doesn't make a difference what the next lady say or the next man got to say, Kelly. And that's some real shit. As long as you know you are a mother to yours. Nobody can make an opinion about a next mother because, in fact, they don't know what their next mother do for their children. And that's real shit. Like, I don't know, and I don't know what Rodney does for his house members, unless Rodney tell me. We only judging each other once we are entered into a ball. Once we walk into a ball, we don't know what the next individual do outside that ball for their children. So, but that's sharing opinion. Just like Shannon said, everyone got the right to their opinion, you know. This show, I mean, Kelly, you a man.
What?
Oh, no, honey.
What?
We got some callers. Let's take some callers.
What?
516-51, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
Hello, everybody. This is Dexter. You know what? You know
hey, Dexter,
so
what's going on?
You know what's so funny? What I don't see? Yesterday was a peaceful ball, a successful ball. You know what I'm saying? Nobody talked about the fact about Rashad and his mother being there. You know what I'm saying? They showing love. You know what I'm saying about Rashad passing away. Everybody always got something fucking negative to fucking say, if it's good or bad. Straight up motherfucking haters. Straight up haters. And then they always say that you're going to be good tonight at the ball. You're going to be good tonight at the ball. This is why I fucking stands out at times. Because everybody always got something negative to say about a good function. It was no fights, no nothing. Competition was motherfucking
Okay. First of all, I said all that, yo. I told them what I the overall ball, it was nice. The competition was there.
I heard what you said, Tony.
People came out. But my opinion about that award, have nothing to do with hating on anything.
I'm talking about my brother, Rashad Ebony, rest in peace. Nobody here talking about the performance that Jasmine and them did last night. None of that. Everything always got to be negative. You know what I'm saying? Whatever man won, that's on him. I don't care about that. I don't even call in. My own father told me to call in. Jahan told me to call in. You know what I'm saying? That's why I called in. You know what I'm saying? My whole thing, it's not what you tell me. You know what I'm saying? Now, it's another thing I do want to address. Everybody want to talk about Sarah shitting the wall because she judged. Everybody looking for Stewart. People sitting on that panel as icons and legends, all right? One of y'all should have said something. And it's no shame.
Okay, Dexter, let me tell you. If you listen, as soon as I got on this phone, I said something, man said something, Andre said something, Rodney said something, Selvin said something, and Jack said something. Stewart got up there and said, no, this is my ball, and Deshaun can judge this ball after he walked already. He battled twice already. So therefore, if Deshaun can judge and walk, what's the difference with Selvin? We gotta say, you cannot do one thing for one person and don't do it at all. You can't do one thing at one ball and think that you're gonna change it the next time. That's not right there. Now, such as the overall ball, like I said, it was the nicest ball that I've been to this year. Last year, I didn't go to the VCU ball. It was no argument was there. It was no fuss. When I said overall it was good, I'm saying all of that. Only negative thing I had to say was about them awards. And I don't care what nobody said. I did not like them. That's my opinion. But the ball was nice. It was packed. He had a good turnout. I said all of that. Before Stu was any one of your friends, Stu have always been my best friend. I have called Stuart today. Nothing that I would say here that I can't say to Stuart. Me and Stuart go through ups and downs. We argue and all that. But at the end of the day, he know I got his back. It's just like when Kelly said, let's get Stuart up here. My best friend not going to come up here. he's not going to do that. So therefore, don't think I'm trying to put down the Ebony's, the Stewart, or anything, because at the end of the day, like I tell everybody, I come from the house of Ebony before any of y'all was in that house of Ebony. And I always say, I come from the house of Ebony. So
but
it's not just
you know what me because you know what me Tony because some I heard a caller call in. I don't know who it was. It sounded like it was a drag queen. It was talking about, you know, the place was cold and this and that. That place was so motherfucking hot up in there with the capacity of people that was in there. If they would have turned on the motherfucking heat, everybody would have been burning. Makeup would have been all over the fucking floor.
But that's how I have to say this. I would have to say this. See, we got there at 12 o'clock, and it was cold as shit.
It was cold. It was. You're right.
But once the people got there, I started sweating. It was hot as shit. I had to take off my jacket. That's, you know, it's that saying, niggas draw heat. And that's exactly what happened last night. But it was cold at first. You know that. As soon as you walked in there, it was cold. But I understand what you're saying, that it always, that's just how life is. We as human beings always talk about the negativity. We don't focus out on the good things because of the fact that the negative things is what stands out the most in South African Americans. But don't think that I'm ever throwing shade at the house of Ebby. That's not me. You already know that.
No. I'm not saying you was. I'm not saying you was. You know,
because you made a comment that I know for sure that I say that to you every time I see you. Okay, Dexter. I don't want no shit out of you.
I'm gonna tell you to grow up for years. I was in your house before. You know, I was a Revlon before.
Only because he had my
you know what I'm saying? So I know how you go.
You know, I love my house of Ebony. Regardless of what me and certain people go in there, it's not a house of Ebony. It's just like down here. That's the house of Ebony. Who guides them the way to the ball? Like tell them, don't do this, don't do that. I go with you shopping and make sure you get the right stuff. You know, the house of Ebony is always going to be a part of me. And anybody, once I saw Larry, that touched me more than we hugged like 5 times. But the ballroom scene, I don't care what nobody say, it's a piece of shit. It's full of shit right now. People don't go by. People do what the fuck they want to do in this scene. And that's fucked up because 5 years from now, there won't be no balls, and everybody won't have nothing to do because the club scene is dying down. The only thing we could say right now is the balls. And if the icons does not work together, it's not going to be shit. And we as individuals are always saying it's the new generation. It's not the motherfucking new generation. It's us as icons and legends that being at each other necks and stuff and fussing with each other. That's what it is. It's not your children. It's us. It's us that's making it bad for them. And we as individuals, if we don't work together, it's not going to never change. And that's some real shit. All these fights that been going on with that ball, the last two balls, come on. And who's fighting? Who's fighting? It's the old generation. The old generation fight. Like me, I will argue with you, Dexter, and you who will argue with me. But one thing that we ain't going to do is throw fists.
Right.
You know, but so therefore people saying all this bullshit. Let's be real. It's the old generation that can't take each other. They can't take each other. I said that last night, Dexter, to 4 motherfuckers my sons last night. Y'all can't fucking take me. Why? Because I'm dollar on age. My body look good. Y'all can't take me. Y'all can't take my motherfucking house because we're still out here and no one like that. You know, but Dexter, I don't go around chopping people's children unless they deserve to get fucking chopped. Certain people in your house, Dexter, you know they don't deserve to get chopped. Selvin the same way, Rodney the same way, and Kelly. You know.
Yeah, it be a lot of shit. You know, I spook a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying, through my time in the ballroom scene, being at the ball and this and that. I done seen shit. People done came to me and said, do me a favor. chop this chair when she come out, such. I don't do stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Because
and
it's the kids.
You know how many people back in the day? That's why when I say they full of shit, that would say, here, Tony, for $3,000, here go $500. I give you $500. You chop everybody. Don't hear me that. So therefore, that fake shit they giving right now, that's for the motherfucking bird. That's for you know me. I have never ever kissed somebody motherfucking ass. I haven't done it then. I'm not doing it now, and I'm not about to do it any time this year, next year, et cetera, et cetera. They are full of shit. They can't keep it real. They laugh in your motherfucking face and stab you in your motherfucking back. And guess what, Dexter? They're supposed to be your brothers and friends. So all that bullshit they hang, say, oh, Tony, oh, Father Tony, oh, Dad, oh, Granddad, that's for the motherfucking birds. Like I said last night, they can suck my motherfucking dick. And I admit
Can I say something on about that, too? When it came out to me walking Dexter and Tony and Audrey to witness to it, I asked Tony and Audrey, which I didn't have to because I knew what the word was supposed to be in the room. But out of showing respect, once again, I asked, I said, well, I'd be wrong if I walk because I know I judged the first half and I know who I saw walking because I judged them. And when he talked about it on the panel, I said, I was the second person because Tony was the first. And I said, and Tony and my grandfather was on the phone. I said he walked. I said, why is he on the channel? And after I came, Rodney came behind me. So it wasn't like people wasn't coming. And I'm not gonna lie, when it gave, I even went up to them. And I said, well, am I wrong? If I walk? And my grandfather and my father said, no, you can walk. If he can do it, why you can't? And guess what? Grandpa's
stuff
in
the car. Thank you. Right, I heard what you were saying.
Hold on. On lighter notes, you know, because, you know, we got about 10 minutes left. We got about 11 minutes left into the show. But on lighter notes, you know, to wind it down, honey, April 23rd, Easter weekend here in New York City, on my grandmother's birthday, myself, the legendary overall East Coast mother, and the legendary overall mother, Jasmine Couture Mizrahi, presents the M&M Ball here in New York City. We was going to do two $5,000 categories, but I decided with Jasmine that it's time to stop just giving one individual person $5,000. So instead of doing that, we're still going to do the $5,000 category, but we're breaking the both of the $5,000 up into 10 and into 20 categories. So each bitch in the ballroom scene gets a chance to get $500 that night. All categories is going to be $500. It's going to be 20 categories. The flyers is going to be out at the awards board here in New York City. So, bitches, get your motherfucking flyers and get ready because it's going down Easter weekend here in New York City. And then the day after that, it's going to be a Rumble Ball here in New York. Every category is $500. And I can tell y'all, I don't know Jasmine's 10 categories, but I can definitely tell you my 10 categories, and I'm working on the wordings and everything for my 10 categories. I'm having Femme Queen Face for $500. I'm having Big Girls Perfect Tens for $500. Butch Queen Vogue Femme for $500. Female Figure Performance for $500. Woman's Face for $500. Butch Queen Runway for $500. Butch Queen Up and Drag's Face for $500. Streetwear for $500. Best Dress for $500. And Female Figure Runway for $500. Those are my 10 categories that equals $5,000 for that night.
You did a wonderful promotion.
But thank you.
The commercial
will be out really soon. And for all you girls out there, that's having a function this day, and y'all paying $250 to use those other websites, I'm not gonna mention them. Everybody is up here on the show, okay? I only charge $100, and you can come up here, and we'll make you a commercial. And the Wednesday before your ball, you can come up here and you can promote your ball for only 100.
$100. All you got to do is get a Green Dot card and call me with the information, and I'll sit on my Mac, and I'll sit on my iMac Pro and make you a motherfucking commercial and pin it up for 100 sisters. How you doing?
I hope you're listening, Lawrence. That's what you better do.
Bitch is 11. Wait, no, it's
going on 1. Yeah, yeah. That, speaking of Lawrence, the next board in the Carolinas is Lawrence Ebony. Then you have the Revlon board, which is $5,000 also, and that's the house with the most trophies. And we haven't had a board.
And what is that? I'm here.
Wait, I want to know. I want to know if everybody on this phone. I had a question. If anybody on this phone going to David's ball, and is that ball being promoted?
Baby,
yeah,
they
the ultimate.
While we got open promotions, honey. Y'all gotta pay, honey. You don't know, bitch, honey. You don't know, honey. This show costs $65 a month, honey. She's $65 a month, Miss Thang, honey. Bitch, please. Ain't no fucking free promotion. Bitches gotta pay like they motherfucking way. Honey, I will talk about your ball, bitch. The girls will get sick about me talking about your ball for only $100, bitch.
Well, sister.
Yes.
The Midwest Awards Ball is March 5th. Don't forget.
I already have, let me tell you, sister, I already have 15 rooms on reserve downtown at the motherfucking Holiday Inn downtown on Harrison Street.
No, that's right.
Okay. I'm coming through. So, girls, get ready.
No, he should have put a commercial on.
Yes, baby, get a commercial. Get a commercial for your function, honey, because the commercial will play. The girls will know about your function and everything, honey. The girls need to get their commercial. But, you know, I really had fun. I'm glad everybody did go to Atlanta and have fun, mistake. But we need to get these motherfucking awards. We need to get these awards correct, honey, because, bitch, it's a mess, honey. I'm sitting around here, and all these bitches is voting and shit, and the right people ain't getting the awards, mistake. What the fuck, mistake, girl?
Well, the only thing I can say is congratulations to my house. Y'all did your thing. And y'all was nominated very fairly by the Alliance. Didn't think about nobody else's.
Okay, if I'm going to take 285, and then you're going to take 285
south
and get up on
166. Ooh! Yes, take 285 south and get up on 166.
Or should I just take 285?
Where's the awards ball,
Callie?
Where's that ball at? What? Where's the awards
ball at? It's in New York.
Where?
All right,
because
I already know it's Virginia Avenue. And then
it's
I'll
New York.
Is it
the venue? Is there a place,
a street,
you know, a
brothel?
Is it New York? Don't
see promotion. I don't know. I guess you don't know where it is either.
Hello? Actually, I do know where it's at. I'll call you, honey. Okay. It's a walking distance.
Oh, well, okay.
I think
they're
muted your phone. Hello?
Ain't nobody muted. Everybody still there?
Well,
oh,
no,
we got a couple of callers. Let's get these callers in before we get up out of here.
Hold on. 202-560,
you're live on the air.
That was me, Kelly. I had lost my signal.
Oh, I didn't even know. Why you ain't texting me?
Yeah, I was just, like, out of it.
Who is that, Summer?
No, that's Rodney.
And Rodney, congratulations to all your awards because you did deserve them. And Neil Chanel, you are another one that deserves all your awards. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
It was
my sack last night
and
all these grand.
Neil
won 5, I won 4. So, yeah, we was battling back and forth last night.
And no matter what me and my girlfriend Shannon go through, bitch, you've done your motherfucking thing. And I am so proud of you, mother. The category was fake and realness.
Hello?
Kelly, you is a fool.
Is there a problem with
Did I win anything? Yes.
Kelly.
Yes, this is Kelly.
Can we please talk about this tuck from last night?
What tuck?
I'm not going to say no name.
Oh, no, see, that's the problem. Say the name. Why you can't say it?
You know better than to put it away.
This is, honey, this is 11111.
It was in the same category. It was in the team set. Yeah, it was a little tacky.
Honey, say the name.
Blue ball. No shade.
What category?
Blue ball. No shade.
Honey, he's talking about team. He's talking about team sex style. And I wish he'd say the name.
You talking about when that old girl had all the plastic and her balls was down?
Well, honey, baby, we only got 2 minutes, honey. Say the name.
Yeah, if you know who it is.
They know who they are.
Oh, child. Scratch it out.
But let's say that stuff was wrong.
Scratch it out. You ain't going to say no name, and it's irrelevant.
I mean, I can't say that
because
the judges let us through.
Oh, honey.
Why'd you care?
Somebody texted me. Somebody texted me on the red phone, and they said you ain't congratulate man, so you don't think he was his award.
What happened?
You congratulate everybody else.
Honey, like I said, and I say it again, it was not that serious. I just broke it down, and I don't have to explain no more. It wasn't nothing about just being
disrespectful. Well, Kelly, well, that says she didn't congratulate me either.
Oh, yeah, no shade, because that's truly getting.
I get nominated for shit, bitch, but it doesn't matter, honey.
Well, if you really want to get into it, it's people that got nominated for stuff during the years, and didn't even walk it. So let's talk about that next show.
Hold on, y'all, because we only got 90 seconds. So I just wanna thank all of y'all for definitely coming up here and making the show definitely fun and everything, and you know, and all the shit mistake. I want everybody to definitely come back tomorrow night and definitely tune in to the legendary Icon Cabbage Ebony Classic Tuesdays, where we would definitely have Classic Tuesdays where Cabbage will definitely give you the on the Boardroom History. It's definitely going to be a hot show. Definitely come out for that, honey. Like I tell you every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, whatever alleyway, whatever bathroom you go into and you have sex, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will be your own, and we'll see you back here tomorrow night. And to all my people that's on the phone, this is my Benji Cut song, and I'm going to send y'all off with this song. I want y'all to take those boys or take those girls, and I want y'all to toot it and boot it.
I'm a her.
She
afraid
to
be. I met her at the club, and I said, what's up? I took her to the crib. Oh, I fuck. Yeah, shoot it in booty.
Wanna have sex, girl, now get off, you know you can't. She think I'm cute, she wanna have sex, girl, now get off, you know you can't have this. She told me run that, I told her run it. And she never seen a chicken till she met my magic stick. Well, I'm a pimp, bitch, straight games, never no sippin' after we did it. She was walking with a lip, bust it open, leave it wet. You know I leave it open, boom next, I don't never close, I stay open. I met her in the club, you know I was drunk. I asked for her name, then I said I wanna fuck. And now YG, you know I fuck. And she fucked back like a little fool. And she fell in love, yeah, she felt stupid. Cause you know, I tooted them booty, hey.
Let me say what's up, you know I fuck.
Boot that, stop acting stupid, acting like you don't know me, like. walk in the club with all fly things. I'm in the back, girl, you know where to find me. Enough how she think I'm cute, and she don't even wanna tell me what she wanna do. Me and my crew, her and her friends, and they all tryna leave with us when the club ends. And she threw it from the back, and you know she made it clap, and you know I ran it back like only for one night, but you know I'm on like a switch on the light. Hey girl, I can have you feeling right, I can supply the pipe, just make sure it's tight. We can do it all day, only for one night, and after that you gotta go. You ain't my wife. My back, cause I threw the damn booty. It made me feel stupid.